One of the most famous edits in cinematic history comes early in 2001, A Space Odyssey. A primitive hominid hurls a bone club into the air, and a match cut to a spacecraft instantaneously tells the millennia-long story of human ingenuity. Tools maketh man. But there was never a human monopoly on tool use, as a new paper in Nature, Ecology and Evolution shows. A team led by Tiago Folochico of the University of São Paulo in Brazil and Thomas Proffitt of University College London has demonstrated that a species of monkey called the wild-bearded capuchin has been employing stone tools for perhaps 3,000 years, and that their use of the technology has changed over the course of time. Capuchins, chimpanzees, and sea otters, among others, are known to use rocks to crack open, respectively, nuts and shellfish. And an earlier dig by Dr. Folochico found evidence that in capuchins this habit goes back at least 600 years. Though some may question whether bashing a nut with a rock truly qualifies as tool use, capuchins use both hammer stones and anvils, which demonstrates quite a high level of sophistication. They also demonstrate sophistication in the wielding of their tools, because not damaging the soft kernel of a nut while breaking the shell takes skill. Cracking open a cashew, the favourite for this treatment, requires the tool wielder to employ a single, practised motion. First, the animal brings the hammer stone down two-handed for a glancing blow on the nut's far side. It then rolls the stone towards itself over the nut. Youngsters take around 8 years of mimicking their parents to get the knack of all this, and although the stones used are not actually modified for the task, monkeys are assiduous in searching for and selecting those of the perfect shape. They do, however, lack the insight to keep such stones for future use. Dr. Folochico and Dr. Proffitt return to the site of the previous excavation, a part of Serra da Capivara National Park in the Brazilian Amazon. They dug into an area of 67 square meters to which the monkeys bring stones from a nearby stream bed. The site's capuchins use quartzite cobbles as hammer stones and tree limbs and loose stones as anvils.